Description for Thomas, THOMAS, Cisco, SISCHO, July 31, 59. Address as a letter to Jennifer, JENNIFER, Barnhart, Barnhart is BARNHART, NP 4632249. Dear Jennifer, follow up for Mr. Cisco. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit, July. Chronic back, knee, hip arthritis. No anti-inflammatory agents. Poor physical activity. Not following a diet. Eats too much salt. Blood pressure remains high. He is tall, large, obese person. Has gained weight from 255 to 266. Baseline being 213. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Stable dyspnea. Smokes cigarettes. No blood or purine material. No oxygen. Other review system negative. Medication list review. Remains off the losartan. Just started on Ozempic. Blood pressure, Aldactone, Norvas, Hydralazine, HCTC, Metoprolol. Diabetes, cholesterol, triglyceride management. Next paragraph, blood pressure 160/90 right-sided. Alert or intestine 3. No severe respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, ascites. I don't see edema today. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine improved, presently 1.01 at the time of acute event from hypertension. IV contrast was 1.4. Potassium in the low site at 3.4 on HCTC. Previously, no anemia, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, normal sodium acid base, trace protein on urine, no blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury resolved. Next number, severe hypertension, likely primary, associated to morbid obesity, non-compliant with diet, poor physical activity because of arthritis, no anti-inflammatory agents. I'm increasing the Aldactone to 50 milligrams and Hydralazine to 53 times a day. Remains on beta blocker, HCTC, and Norvasc. For the time being, do not go back to ARB losartan. From the diabetes standpoint, increase Ozempic as much as possible. That might provide some weight loss, which might be beneficial in multiple areas. He does have history of coronary artery disease, clinically stable on Plavix. He has fatty liver from obesity and diabetes, but no liver cirrhosis. Encouraged to stop smoking. Chemistry on a regular basis. End of dictation.